This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. For many men, childhood is a time to get into trouble, to break things, to explore places you shouldn't, and that holds true for Michael Bullerus. The Nottingham author writes about his experiences in the new memoir, The Adventures of Kung Fu Mike and the Magic Sunglasses. The essays that make up this collection are funny, sad, cringeworthy, and sometimes just vulgar. Bullerus joins me now to talk about his book. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Peter. Definitely.
My first question has to do with something that you wrote in the acknowledgments, so I'm going to skip right over all the content
okay. For
the moment
okay. And
ask you about describing the book as a male memoir. What is a male memoir?
Well, it's funny. When I was first putting the book together, I was talking to some agent, literary agent, friends of mine, and they were telling me that male memoirs weren't very hot right now.
But what do they mean by that? Like, what?
A memoir made by a man. So
nothing to do with the content, just like a guy.
A guy's perspective on his own life. That was a huge issue, and that's really why I decided to self-publish at the end of the day, because everyone was basically telling me that male memoirs were just a shot in the dark.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow, as opposed to female memoirs.
Right, yeah. Had I been a woman, maybe it would have been a different story. It would have been maybe a little bit more scandalous for these people. I'm not quite sure where they were going with that, but that's the feedback I got.
And in any event, you just went ahead and self-published on Amazon, right?
Amazon's Create Space.
Okay.
You
read about your childhood quite a bit. What do you find so inspiring about your own childhood?
What would be inspiring about my childhood is that I escaped it intact, somewhat. I think everybody, you know, kind of looks back at their childhood with rose-colored lenses. I certainly do to some degree, but I mean, there was also a lot of hardship and everything that kind of molded me into the person I am today. So being able to write about that from an older perspective and knowing that I came out okay was the biggest reason why I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're doing okay for yourself now. You work in social media.
Right.
But at times in your childhood, things were not great for you and your sister and your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom was a single mom.
Right.
And I mean, flat out broke at times.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We grew up in Portsmouth on Broad Street. We had, my mom was able to rent a house for my sister and I. My father was out of the picture at that point, and she was, struggling as a social worker, and we were barely paying the bills at that point in time. So, and Portsmouth at that time was not kind of the bougie, eclectic, social mecca that it is today. It was, a little more rough around the edges.
We're talking about 1990s?
Yeah, we're talking about, we're right around the time where the shipyards, about to close, if not already closed. So a lot of people were in fear for where are we going to move, where are we going to do for work, and a lot of people were taking off from the seacoast at that time.
And for you as a kid growing up in that environment, mm-hmm. I mean, with your mother so busy working as a social worker, I believe she was, you were able to sort of disappear, go off and do whatever you needed to do as a young boy and explore the world.
I spent a lot of time by myself. My sister was a few years older, so she was doing a lot of stuff on her own. But so, yeah, it was basically just me kind of gallivanting around my neighborhood in town, and also becoming a little bit introverted in a way, because I was by myself a lot.
You introverted?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm kind of complex that way. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time diving into books and getting really involved in creative stuff like art and whatnot.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And you describe in the book that you didn't really enjoy writing as a kid, but you seem to now. What's it like revisiting all these things in your childhood as an adult? Is it painful, or
when I'm revisiting something new that I haven't touched on yet in my writing, it is painful. And I think that's a good thing, because I'm learning lessons about myself as I'm kind of writing and processing through this old pain, sadness. Stuff that I might not have processed the same way as a child.
I felt like, I mean, maybe it's because we're pretty close in age, and I guess we're both men, so we like male memoirs, according to literary agents, I guess. I remember times in my own childhood where I would just hop on my bike and go hang out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'd meet weird people on the street, as you did.
Yes.
So those parts felt very real to me. I can't say I did as much underage drinking as you did.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were busy in that department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I related to a lot of it, but some of it I had trouble relating to. And the parts I had trouble relating to were the more extreme elements of the behavior that you were engaged in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when you dressed up as someone with Down syndrome for Halloween, That was tough.
It was special needs. We didn't actually like pick a certain disability to go with them. But yeah, that was my time. It was a time in my life when I was just scrambling for attention and in my early 20s and, you know, garnering it in any way possible. And at the time, I thought it was just a brilliant, you know, idea. And as it turns out, as you read in the book, that it's not so much a great idea.
Yeah. Right. Do you regret that?
I say it right. Yeah, it's right in the chapter. I'm absolutely miserable with myself at the time as I'm doing it. Once I'm going out on Halloween dressed like this, I'm looking at myself and I'm really disgusted with myself for making that decision. And I'm in my early 20s and I have yet to see meet a man in his early 20s that has it all together. And I certainly didn't. And this is just one of those stories that kind of illustrates, you know, that fact.
And it makes sense that you would call this book, I mean, on the cover of the book, you cross out the word book and put confession.
Yes. Yes, I definitely did. As we were like putting all the stories together, I'm looking at all the stories and what the subject matter is. I'm like, wow, this is more like I'm interrogating myself than it is, you know, this is heartfelt, casual kind of glance through my life. I'm kind of just laying it all out there, almost under duress. So I decided to go with that route for the art of the covers. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean duress? What do you mean by that?
I go into detail about how regretful I am about some of the things I've done. And it's almost like as you're reading through the chapter, it's a lot of the stories I find myself reflecting back on myself and thinking, man, this is a really bad decision. And you can see me kind of starting to put the pieces together that became like my adult consciousness where I don't make those decisions anymore.
Right.
But at the time, you can see me kind of like forcibly sweating, embarrassed and guilty at the end of so many of these stories for the things that I'm doing in the middle of doing or I just finished doing. So that's what I mean by, you know, being under duress. I'm just being forced to make the decisions that turn you into a responsible adult later on.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. This has been awesome.
Michael Bullaris is the author of the new memoir, The Adventures of Kung Fu Mike and the Magic Sunglasses. And you can find a list of his top 5 reading recommendations at nhpr.org. And we've been hearing from you about the books you've been enjoying lately. Leah from the Seacoast wrote in to recommend Voices from Chernobyl, the oral history of a nuclear disaster by Svetlana Alexievich. Leah tweeted us and said it's informative and heartbreaking, and it should be on everyone's list. Well, thank you very much, Leah, for sending that in. What is your recommendation? You can send it to us by email. Our address is books@nhpr.org, or you can send us a tweet. We're @NHPRBookshelf. And by the way, we've got a podcast of all of our bookshelf interviews. Some of them go a little longer than what we can air on NHPR, so check them out at iTunes. You can subscribe for free there. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.